It's finally spring. You know how I can tell?
The days are longer. The maple sap's been running.
Oh my goodness, you and trees. No, I'm talking about the birds. It seems like everyone is singing. I'm Grace McCulloch with New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild.
Nesting season is just around the corner. If we want to be good landlords, we've got to get to work.
Landlords?
Yes, Eastern Bluebird landlords. I've got a couple of boxes set up, and every spring, I am watching to see if a pair will decide to move in. It's amazing to watch. After the eggs hatch, the adults are constantly flying back and forth with food. Caterpillars, grasshoppers, bringing meal after meal to those hungry chicks.
But you know, sometimes I've put up nest boxes and nothing moves in. Putting up a box isn't quite as simple as it sounds.
Not really. Bluebirds can be surprisingly picky. Historically, they actually nested in tree cavities. As those natural nesting spots disappeared, eastern bluebirds declined.
Fortunately, nest box programs help bluebirds rebound in many areas, but the box itself matters. Bluebirds require a particular entrance hole size. According to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, 2¼ inches is perfect. So it's important to use a design specifically made for bluebirds. Project Nest Watch has a great plan online to build your own.
Yes, but if you want them to actually use your box, the location matters too.
Just like real estate, location, location, location.
Exactly. Bluebird boxes should be placed in open areas. Think fields, orchards, and parks, where birds have a wide view and can easily spot insects. Mount them on a pole 4 to 6 feet above the ground and face the entrance east to avoid harsh weather.
And of course, as a good landlord, you've got to think about amenities. A bird bath can provide water for busy parents feeding young later in spring.
You can also help those parents out by providing food. Bluebirds feed their chicks almost entirely insects.
I added a dry mealworm tray feeder to my bird feeder array just for bluebirds this winter.
Planting native plants in your yard can make a big difference too, because native plants support far more caterpillars and other insects than ornamentals.
Planting native plants isn't just about pollinators, it's also good for songbirds.
And if you're putting up more than one nest box, give them some space. Bluebirds are territorial, so boxes should be generally spaced about 300 feet apart.
It can take time for bluebirds to find your box, even a couple of years in some cases. I think it's worth mentioning another challenge that bluebird landlords sometimes face, the dreaded house sparrow.
Yes, the classic villain, and another reason for declines in eastern bluebirds. House sparrows were introduced from Europe in the 1800s. They aggressively compete for tree cavities and nest boxes and sometimes destroy eggs, kill chicks, and even attack adult birds.
Definitely not the kind of tenants you want.
No. When you're looking for a bluebird box, remember to get one without a perch. The bluebirds don't need them, and they can actually attract house sparrows.
It also helps to not feed birds during the summer. That's recommended for many reasons, but it also means a steady supply of food isn't attracting hordes of house sparrows, and maybe they'll move on.
And if house sparrows keep taking over a box, sometimes the best solution is to move it, or even plug the entrance hole for the season and try again next year. Male house sparrows can be extremely territorial and can be fierce when guarding a box within their territory.
With all that drama, I'm surprised we even bother being bluebird landlords, and yet I can't help but get excited at the first sign that bluebirds are checking out my nest box.
And if you're lucky, you can even see the same pair raise 2 families in one summer, one after the other.
Suddenly, your backyard becomes a little wildlife refuge.
Something Wild is a partnership between New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR.